Blog Talk Radio.
All right, goddamn it, we gonna kick it. I've been probably, I don't know, I've just been mad lately, you know, because I really and truly don't think you guys understand where I'm coming from, because you guys ain't, you know, involved in this shit, so you got to take somebody's word for it. But why take the word of a motherfucker that ain't ever did shit? Okay, my thing is just try to bear with me, because I'm going to talk about this for like 3-4 minutes, then I'm going to something else. The shit that I'm starting to hear is just like when a few years ago I used to hear these fools talking about, is it in you or is it on you? Talking about game. Come on, man, that's a real saying, and I just would go off on everybody that was, because they was talking about clothes and all kind of shit. They wasn't talking about what that saying is about. And after a while, them motherfuckers stopped saying it, because whoever said it, I fucked with them. And these motherfuckers talking about game and shit are doing exactly what these cats that was talking about, is it in you or on you? They was trivializing or minimizing what that shit really is, because they don't know. They don't really know that's what they doing. But since, God damn, it's a fucking flying here. But since they the motherfuckers on their channel talking about whatever the fuck, they got to act like they, oh shit, you guys don't see me tripping, this fly is. Hey, baby, bring me the fly spray. These motherfuckers, they just want you to believe them because they're talking on their channel. But what I'm talking about, thank you, baby. Thank you, that's cool. What I'm talking about is, it's just important to people that believe in shit. Whatever you believe in, I mean, really, really, really believe in, whatever it is, you ain't going to let nobody say some bullshit about it. You ain't going to want to fight them or none of that kind of goddamn shit, but you ain't going to, you know, let no motherfucker say some kind of made-up bullshit. So the main reason motherfuckers, or not the main, excuse me, not the main reason, but one of the reasons people like me won't square motherfuckers fucking with these goddamn definitions is how they trivialize it. They minimize the effort it takes to do what this particular game represents, because they're letting you know you can make it to the major leagues and all you ever did was play in the minors when you was 9 years old. Because you know a little bit about baseball. That's not possible. You don't know the game of baseball. All right. You can see what I'm saying. You can understand what I'm saying. I'm sure you can. But how come you don't honor it? How come you don't honor that? You understand what I'm saying. But still, the game that I be putting down to women, you know. So how can you say that? You can say the conversation I be running by women. It is the same thing. No, it's not. Game mean you got a plan. Game mean you got something going that's going to result in you some money. So when you say the game I'm running by this woman, you telling me that what you telling this woman I'm running by this woman is going to get you some money, and then I got to hear what you got to say because of this money aspect. Now you got engineers, taxi drivers, railroad workers, fucking city workers, all motherfuckers arguing their version of game. When all they got to say is whatever it is they're talking about, man, my conversation or my ability, whatever. But they don't understand that real motherfuckers with game hear every fucking thing you say. And they're not really finna listen to a motherfucker talking some bullshit. That's why they check motherfuckers. Period. Then you get a motherfucker that don't care.
Oh, well, I don't care.
He's admitting that he's wrong, but he's saying he don't care. So that's the divisive point right there. That's the divisive point. Thinking the scary bullshit that them motherfuckers be telling you about game makes you a sucker. And soon as you open your mouth in public around people with game, they gonna, you a mark. And they gonna do whatever it is they can. They might not want to do shit to get away from you motherfucking ass. But if you got some money, or you, let's say you got some cane or whatever the fuck, a lot of it, not a lot, but you know, enough for a motherfucker to play you out of, they gonna do it. Because you ain't got no game. And once you hand that shit over, willingly, after talking to a nigga with game, that's how a nigga with game know he got game. Because he ain't spent a dime for this shit. This motherfucker just like me like that because of the shit I'm kicking. You know, man. And once you see game as they see it, the motherfuckers that you listen to telling you about what game is, I bet you buy some products from their motherfucking ass. And none of the products you buy got shit to do with game. Ain't none of the products they buy have shit to do, I mean, you buy from them, have shit to do with game. They only use that word. All right, man, that's not really fucked up to you. It is to me. So my last little statement on this is, if you really want some game, you got to go outside. You got to get involved with some street shit. Now, if you want to get involved with a hip-sounding carpenter and he's fucking showing you how to build a house correctly, and he's saying the game is, you're going to have to go with it. Because he ain't really talking about the game we talking about. He's talking about the rules and regulations of building a house. In that case, he could see it as a game or whatever, but that's what I'm saying. You guys be talking about fucking games. Real games. Basketball, whatever the fuck. When we say game, we're not talking about any of that. None of it. An engineer, oh, yeah, man, you making six digits? Oh, shit, you a motherfucker, man. Hey, what's, you, yeah. You get all the accolades, but then you say, yeah, man, I learned this when I was in the game. You know, when I was in the game, like, huh? What you mean? No, when I started my first 6 months as an engineer, I realized, and he started telling me what he telling me. But what where the game come in? What? Because you followed the rules? You are an engineer. Architect. You are that. And you are one hella whatever you are. But you don't have no fucking game. And that's my last. I don't think I'll be mentioning this shit no more. Unless one of you motherfuckers get on my goddamn phone line and start talking about game, then I'm going to have to say something about it. But if you want to tell me about whatever the fuck you do, however the fuck you do it, I'm with it. Because that's what I had, that kind of show. But I don't want to listen to motherfuckers misusing words. Now, if we could understand that, we could understand streets. Or not understand, we could talk about streets. Because there is a such thing as the streets. And whenever you go to the streets seeking income, you automatically accept you're about to go to the pen if you slip. So before you really get involved with this, you start, maybe you know two dudes that are already in a, somewhere else doing it and get to kick it with them sometime, and you're asking them about it. You're not really asking them, just talking to them about the shit. And the more you hear, the more you're thinking, this shit is something I want to fuck with. Finally, you didn't hurt enough. And let's say it was some pimp shit you was, damn it, I didn't have my fuck shit. Let's say it was some pimp shit you was looking for or hearing. Now you didn't caught you a brawl. So what I'm saying is, everything you start learning from this point is the game you're going to have. God damn it, I thought I got that for a second. Is the game you're going to have on the pimp game. Because these are the things that you're using to institute and implement income. So, what I'm saying is, since you guys like statistics, only 1% of the motherfuckers in the game who play by the rules of their game go to the pen. Otherwise, if you play by the rules, you ain't going to the pen. You doing illegal shit, but you ain't going. It's when you start trying to mix this sucker shit, that's when you go. 631, what's up, bro?
I'm there because you was popping that on me, man. That shit was wrong, man, because you asked me a question about being a extravagant lifestyle, and I said no, and you equate that to having no game. I don't understand. I'm an extraordinary cat, but I don't call myself extravagant.
Well, wait, you said a lot, man. What do you have a question, or are you making a statement?
It's a statement.
And can you say it a little clearer? Just say it again a little slower and clearer so I can hear everything you said. I didn't hear it all.
I got started over then. I was saying I don't live in it. You asked me the question that I think I have a extravagant lifestyle. And at the time, I said, fuck no, actually. Right? But now
stop. Now, you may have heard I asked you that. But I really asked you, listen, I really asked you, what are you doing that allows you an extravagant lifestyle that is illegal? Otherwise, that is a game-having motherfucker, whoever does that.
Well, now, that's at the maximum.
Huh?
That's at the maximum. If you're looking at it on at the maximum level of game, which would be...
What level do you want to look at it at, bro?
Like that.
Bro,
huh?
What level do you want to look at it at?
At a win, definitely at a win.
Well, where is the win? Come on, man, quit talking in circles, bro. What I'm saying, you called, you started the conversation, now we in it, and you running. I'm just saying, man, when are you winning?
Well, just, you know, you had me blazed out that day. You had me on that one. You just...
No, bro, I didn't have you on that day. I have you now. I have you now because you can't answer the question. You're running. You know, you can't say shit to me that I don't address exactly what the fuck you said out your mouth. And you don't do that, bro. You don't do that. Come on, man. This is what I want you guys to see. Game is right now. Game is not something you got to go to sleep and think about and call in the next day. If you got some motherfucking game and some nigga said something to stump you, you coming right up with something to say right then, right now, because game is 24/7, 365. You ain't got no motherfucking off days. And you motherfuckers think crap all day.
I agree with that.
Well, then don't come tell me.
I had to have that bro,
don't tell me about something you agree with and at the same time trying to tell me how it ain't right.
I probably was wrong for that. I got to look at it a little closer in my mind, but I'm pretty sure I was wrong about that.
Because
I looked at it more and listened to other callers, it came to me more that there was more to it than just where I was at. And that's part of the reason why I called back down. You know what I mean?
But listen,
I wanted to address that.
Listen, that's the man shit you just said. But what I'm saying is back to the question. You said you at the maximum. I'm saying, well, where you want to play at? Because I don't play nowhere but the maximum. Everything I say is full tilt. Everything I do is full tilt. So when you ask a punk question like that, it shows me you got punk in you. So
what question are you talking about?
When you come talking about what level are you trying to play on? You said that's the maximum level. Well, man, that let me know you got punk in you because you willing to play on a lower level. Because to a real motherfucker, there's only one level, full throttle. Do that make sense?
But it depends on situation, man.
Hey, listen, bro, will you listen?
Go ahead.
It does depend on the situation. And whatever you do in that situation is full throttle because you ain't finna do shit that's gonna risk you being seen as a sucker. You really ain't gonna do shit now because you on trial if that's the case. These motherfuckers gotta see who you are. They gotta hear what's going on in the shit you say out your mouth or they gonna charge you. Period. And let me tell you this right now. Just by talking to you, I know you ain't never been in the streets.
I'm on the rest of the street.
Do what?
Seriously. One second, but I'm here, though.
Go ahead.
Back to that. I'm going to go back to that now.
When you were talking about what have I did for...
game like on a negative level for like, you know, game in the street to call what my game that I call my game started from. And it would be drugs and what the hell else was it? It was something else. But that was one of them.
Hustling.
That's the statement again. So I'm gonna actually, I'm gonna be on the air, you know, telling that,
man.
You know,
bro, what is your point?
It's scary, you know what I mean?
No, man, I'm gone. If you don't make your point and you don't tell me what the fuck you talking about instead of rambling some bullshit, I don't have time for this rambling shit, man. What are you talking about? You went back to the point and whatever the fuck about
the previous phone call. To the previous phone call.
Yeah, I already know that, dude.
Okay,
and I already told you about that call.
I'm going then, bud. Peace, man. Peace.
Bye. See, what I'm saying is this, fellas. You got to listen to the conversation. You can't listen to somebody sounding slick or me yelling or none of that shit. You got to listen to what the fuck the motherfucker on the phone is saying. And you go from there. This is because, well, at least I go from there. Because I know I'm ganged up. This motherfucker can't say nothing out of his mouth that I ain't ready for. I don't hardly know what this motherfucker is finna start talking about. But if he open his mouth and let me see a way in, he gonna be talking about what I'm talking about. Because I'm going in and I'm taking over. That's a nigga with confidence. That's a nigga with game. I ain't finna fight no nigga. I keep telling you motherfuckers, I ain't got no stab wounds, no bullet wounds, no scars, none of that goddamn shit. Just because I'm fucking ganged up I ain't no scary nigga, and I can explain every fucking thing come out of my mouth as soon as you ask me about it. And if you can't do that, you ain't got no fucking game. And every motherfucker that call in and try to act like they do have some game, I'm going to smash your ass just like I smashed that punk motherfucker calling in about yesterday because he had to think about it overnight. Right there. You should see he ain't got no game because the shit he talking about is over. How the fuck you got some game and you let it, you end up losing? No, you don't want to look at the truth. You don't want to look at what's actually happening right now because that's when you got game. Right now, motherfucker. Fuck going to sleep and waking up because you thought about it. If you can't fuck with me right now, one-on-one, whatever we doing, I mean, I wouldn't call in either. Scary ass motherfucker. I ain't finna motherfucking back up from nothing you motherfuckers say, and I bet you it don't take me a fourth or 1 second to come up with a full-fledged motherfucking response. Now, get on the goddamn phone and test my black ass. Shit. You know what? I forgot to tell y'all this, but I got 50% stake in Build Back Better program. And all bridges that get rebuilt, even if they make a bridge, I got a portion of it and I'm willing to sell some parts of it. Damn one of you motherfuckers that's willing to call in, since you believe game is the bullshit you saying, I wonder will you call in and spend 10 racks and let me get some money. How about that? Let's help a motherfucker. 914, what's up?
What's up, bud?
Nothing, man. What's happening with you?
Not much, man. Just tuning in. trying to process what you're talking about. You're right, man. You can't be, if somebody got a gun in your face and they telling you, you got to tell them one thing, you can't go home and think about it. You got to be right on the spot or else you don't have game. And you, like you said, they don't listen. They talk. They have no art of conversation. And so they're going to get bombed on. So I'm just calling in, showing love, but I'm listening to you, bud. Dropping heat as usual.
Let me tell you something, man. Regardless of what any motherfucker tell you, you understand some shit because you broke, I'm talking about concisely, little words, no whole bunch of bullshit words trying to act like you know some shit. You let a motherfucker dissect what you was saying and either go for it or not, and I fully accepted it, man. You know, you pretty dope. I know I didn't give you an audio copy of my books. I know I have.
Nah, you the man, bud. I'm just calling in to show love and to
have
directly
I
mean,
you
know
a copy?
Some people. Yes, you did, sir, and I'm
okay,
more than
hey,
grateful.
Wait a minute. Wait. I'm only saying that. I know I gave you a copy because the shit you saying does not sound like you, this is the first time you would say it. So if you called in before, I know you dropped the heat like you did just now, and I rewarded it. I was going to reward it again. But
yes.
Do you like reading?
Yes, sir.
Do you like reading?
Excuse me? Yes, sir.
You like to read. Listen, man. Go to my site, Rosebud the Author, and I got 10 books. You can choose any two of them, and I'll send it to you. All you got to do is hit my email, askrosebud@gmail.com, put your area code in the first three digits of your phone number so I know it's you. And whatever you ask for, no questions asked. I'm sending it to you.
Yes, sir. I'm a student, bud. You know, all praises to you, man. You changed my life. It's going to take a lot of these people. They got to get through all their BS. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They got a lot of blockages. And it's stopping them from even seeing the truth that you're saying. You know, it's really sad because they just caught up in their own life and their everything. And in a way, you're telling them, yo, drop all that.
And, they caught up in doing shit easy. They caught up in telling whoever listening the things you're saying right now. Instead of them trying to process it for their life, they want you to tell them how to do it too.
Correct.
They don't want to work, man. But look,
and you know what else is that people don't want to put in. They don't want to put their. How much money, if I ask you, have you put into your life that you spent on yourself to become a better person? They don't want to do that. That's why if they were smart, they come to Sidewalk University, spend that bread that you just lowered the price on, and they get their game right. They're not doing it right, bud. They're not doing it right. They think they could go, and they're going to watch 1,000 other games and all this shit, Kevin Samuels, all these people. All they got to do is come see you, man. That's it.
Hey, bro. Hey, I can't do nothing but appreciate you, man, because you, even though you telling me some good shit about me, you telling the truth. Not that
no,
I'm
game recognized
that.
Game, bud.
Yeah.
Game recognized game. You a master
game.
Of
right.
It. You the master of it, man. I'm telling you, you are one of the masters of it, and they got to give praise. If not, they're going to have to go head-to-head, and if they got it, then you're going to respect them, and it's all going to be love and peace. And if not, they're going to get bombed on. It's pretty simple.
Hey, it is that simple, man. All right, I'm gone, man. Thanks.
All right, God bless. I'm going to...
Same to you, bro. God bless you. Look, see, what he was talking about is where I'm coming from, because game is played correctly. It's played properly. You could do it 50, 60 years, even more. Fillmore Slim, almost 90. And I think he was like 16 or whatever. That's 74 years. What I'm saying is, I think, and sure, he worried about becoming as old as he is now. But going through the game when he was younger, he was hearing, he was seeing that the game take care of motherfuckers that's down. So as he's coming up, blah, 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 he don't know who he going to be at 90. All he knows, he's 28 now, I'm going to be a motherfucker. You know, that's all he know. He ain't worried about retiring because he ain't that old. But then like 40 years later, you know, when the nigga 68, he start thinking about that shit. But what's going on now? Man, motherfuckers coming up in the game. Nigga, you ain't got to worry about nothing. We got you, man. You know, the game takes care of you. They fly that nigga everywhere, get his hotel, you know, get his food, you know, all that kind of goddamn shit. Why? Because they respect him. Because he got game. Recognized game. That's what game gets you. Respect. Honor. Rewards. And then you got the three amigos fucking trivializing it. Like I said, I got this shit for all bridges, and I'm selling cheap. $10,000, you can get yourself a fine percentage. Because it's as if you guys will go for any kind of bullshit a motherfucker runs by you. As long as they say he'll show you the way. Think about this shit. Simply because you say you are about it does not mean you are. How do you feel about a woman claiming some shit and you can clearly see she's lying? What do you really think of her once you realize she's lying? Now, while you think about that, answer me this. Why do you think, because you tell the broad that you're about this game, and she can see that she's playing with you, yet you still sit there and speak with her? Why do you think she should choose you? Because what you're showing her is what you'll do with any bitch. You get played. So she don't fuck with no motherfucker that ain't got no fucking game. I'm telling you, game, when represented correctly, will draw women to you. She won't choose you because you might be showing her you'll do the same weak bullshit with the next bitch. That's why when you mention game and the bitch is up on game, you eliminate yourself to her. Why? Because she see what you doing. Like they see with a girl, I ain't got time to hear that goddamn shit you talking to. You believe that, don't about your motherfucking business. Cause I ain't with it. And then they say, damn, where you from? I'm from the land of being real, bitch. Where the fuck you from? What I'm saying is, you gotta know how to get out of bitch. And if you do, things will go your fucking way. Almost in all instances. Really and truly. If you know what you're doing and you're not afraid to do what it takes to do what you're doing, there's no way you're going to lose. 631, I see you, man. What's up?
Back, I'm back. What were you saying there? Now you're saying something about calling back. Yeah, I heard something about
man, please. Look. Can you stop talking?
I don't care who they are and where they from and what they status, even though you...
Hey, I see, a fool like him, man, I don't even know why he calls in. I just don't know why he calling in. I don't want to hear the bullshit he's saying. But he don't listen when he talk. You can't say shit to him. So his skull is thick. Bitches see that. Motherfucker, he just don't stop. And he's still on here listening to me talk about his ass. What the fuck do you want, man? I got you back over. What the fuck do you want? Now you're a bitch. Now you're a bitch. Scared and hung up. Man, I'm telling you, you guys just don't know. Everything I do, everything I say, is laced with game. Because what I'm saying is, all I got to do is keep letting this fool know he a punk. I ain't got to get mad at him. And he going to do just what he did. He going to fold. Now, when I say shit like I'm saying, he liable to call back. But he going to fold as soon as I buff him out the next time, too. Man, I'm no joke. So call in. But just don't fuck with me, man. You know, we can have a real fucking conversation about whatever it is you want to talk about. I'm going to lace you on about with this game. But don't try to act like you got some. Unless you do. Because I think it was yesterday I was on and I say, man, the motherfucker ain't. Some dude was talking about, man, they ain't going to answer you because they scared to jeopardize, put themselves in jeopardy, whatever he said. And, I said, man, look, motherfuckers be faking, man. A real motherfucker ain't scared to say what the fuck he did. If he was scared to say what he did, he wouldn't do it. And then some nigga called in, and he didn't even hear me say this. He just was calling in. You know, I just, matter of fact, that's what he said. You know, I just chimed in, and this title, woo, woo, woo. Man, I'm from the dope game. I sold dope. Like, I had to stop him. Bam. Because, dude, that's what I'm talking about. A real motherfucker ain't scared to say what he do. If he's standing out there doing it, he may as well be saying it, broadcasting it. We know this shit, niggas like us. And that nigga, I appreciated him for being real. Got to be no scary-ass motherfucker like these niggas. That allow you to be scary and talk to them. These niggas that's telling you about game that will allow you to do the punkest shit you could possibly do. But Dean, but Gloria, but yo, what about? And they just start explaining. Digging your grave deeper. Whatever. Oh, shit. I ain't even supposed to be talking about that. It comes back. Well, not fuck you. Because I did say I ain't going to be talking about this shit no more. But I can't help it. By the way, the way you feel about that motherfucking bitch lying to you is the same fucking way she feels about you lying to her motherfucking ass. So which brings me to the point. Which is better, a fake bitch or a fake man? The three amigos say, long as you believe what you're saying, you got game. They leave out the intricate things. You got to be getting some money for it. You got to be telling whoever you're telling about how to do it. And you got to be risking jail. I'm telling you. Now, what I'm saying is this, fellas. If you weren't so slow, you would realize this shit is right up your fucking alley what these fucking suckers are starting to believe. They ain't gonna do nothing but fatten frogs and snakes. Running that bullshit by bitches, and them bitches gonna see that they ain't shit. The bitch is hungry. She was hungry when the nigga was talking to her, but she hungrier now because he talked to her and he was shit. 7-on-1, what's up?
Hey, bud, how you doing, man? This is Ben, man. It's been a while. I hope you're doing good, man. I'm from brother.
Hey, I'm doing well, brother. What's happening?
And not much. I want to know, man, by any chance, do you think you still got that movie, The American Pimp, man? I cannot find it on Amazon, and I've been wanting to watch that movie for a long time. By any chance, you think I can get it from you?
I don't have it, man.
It's all good, man.
What's up? Did I give you my audio book?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I love it, man. I still listen to it, man. You know, I've been busy working, but I fuck with it, man.
Okay, because I was, you know, I gave you part two, too?
I got part two, but a long time ago, I ordered the part one, you know, like just the book. Yeah. All
right, I got you, man. All right, thanks, man.
Much love, would you keep doing your thing, man. You know I fuck with your shit. Much love to you, man.
Be cool.
Uh-huh.
See, the thing about shit is, game is the way slick people say they got a job. Man, what you be doing, man? I'm down in this motherfucking game. You ain't got to say no more until y'all get to talking and specifics come up. But what I'm saying is no matter who you talking to, if they really know about it, you're talking about something you do that's illegal. And 9 out of 10 times it affords you a life of extravagance. You don't see no bank robbers. Well, I take that back. Bank robbers and thieves and robbers, you know, they got to hide, kind of. They be out at night. They be out at the hip spots. But, you know, they be on the low key tip. So I can't, that's part of that game. You can't do what they do and be, you know, on Front Street like we be. But you can't deny that they doing what they doing exclusively. So they down. My thing is, as far as saying if you wasn't so slow, you would see everything is up your alley. One of the surefire ways I knew would catch a bitch was to show her and all who could see through the moves I made how much game I had. I mean, You show them how much game you got by this whole you done had 4 years, been down like a motherfucker, getting you some money. You know, you done already got a car, whatever. You know, you got Jerry or whatever. You know, so the bitch out there hauling like a motherfucking some kind of occasion. Whatever, her birthday come up. Bitch ain't really expecting shit. You know, she expecting whatever I'm going to do with her. But it ain't like it's my birthday. I'm going to, you know, be off and blah, blah, blah. Nah, the bitch ain't expecting none of that. So, pimp nigga, real pimp nigga. Know the shit get busy about 1, 2 o'clock. as soon as I see that hoe at that time, I'm gonna tell that bitch. Once I see her, I'm gonna pull over. Hey, get over here, you birthday motherfucker. Them up and go walk up to the car. And I'm gonna say, get this. And I'm gonna hand her a fur coat, a red fox, whatever. Some shit that I didn't bought her really. Like, give me that bullshit coat you got on and put that shit on, bitch, and go get me some money. Man, is that high sliding or what? Not only is my bitch turned on like a motherfucker because I made her feel real good, every bitch that see it. See, I do shit big. Come on, man. You motherfuckers. All I'm saying, when I spoke to a broad, I represented what I said. And she creamed on me. And my motherfucking temper. If you motherfuckers weren't so slow, you'd stop complaining. You'd stop searching for what shit is. And you'd realize, as long as you're curious without, you know, involving yourself, you're just going to have a curiosity. Shit. Man, these out-of-pocket bras, you would be fascinating them by being down. They'd be scared as fuck to talk to you. But the moment they did, they already made their mind that they're getting with you. They already made their mind that they fucking with you because it ain't nothing they can ask you that they don't already know because they see how you feel. They see it through what you're doing with your hoes. But what you're doing by being on the scene every motherfucking night. Man, that's, I'm saying, it's all exposed. Exposure is what it is. That's why what motherfucker with game gonna be scared to say what the fuck he do? Fucking asshole motherfuckers. So, the only time I'll admit to being slow is when I'm in my motherfucking woman's neck. And those women who, you know, been lucky or fortunate enough or worthy enough to experience that shit will tell your motherfucking ass, I am the shit. Because I ain't scared of pussy. Worth a fuck. I ain't no freaky, gotta fuck no three bitches. I want to fuck one bitch. When I fuck that bitch, you know what? I'll call this bitch in here. Well, never mind. I can do that. But what I'm saying is, something you should know. My fucking woman don't want me doing anything I don't want to do. I'm talking about even if it's for her. If I got that look or that sound in my voice, shit, bitch, no, I don't want to do that shit. No, you know what, daddy? Woo-woo. Nah, baby, I'm going to hook you up. No, I don't want it. What do you mean you don't want it? You said you did. Yeah, but, you know, something else. It's going to be something else. That's why I do every fucking thing I can for the bitch. I don't, there's no hold barred because what I'm saying is the bitch stretch out for me. So I stretch out for that tit for tat type thing. But if you got to make an issue of that or make it like known that you're doing that, then your shit ain't going to work. Because that's not tit for tat. That's, you know, doing something looking for a specific return. Sometimes you do that too. You know, that's what I'm saying. You got to be a motherfucker. You got to be able to do every motherfucking thing. But what I'm saying, good mates are hard to find. And I'm sure that's what you guys ultimately want. Unless you're really about, you know, charging the bitch, and then that's something else. But you motherfuckers ain't about that. So stop fooling yourself and make yourself understand you're really about picking the next bitch that's going to potentially be the bitch. And that's right. I said it's hard to find. Most of you simply think your mate is going to come in time. Well, she's not. It's your duty to your motherfucking self to know what you like and find it in one of these people that you start talking to that potentially will become your mate. If you don't fucking know what you want, if you ain't fucking willing to go after what you want, then you don't really want anything. Actually, I take that back. You do want. That's all you do is want. That's why you're not getting shit. Because you just want it. Real motherfuckers go get it. After they decide that that's what they want, they go get it. So, if, I'm just saying, you're representing what you say out your mouth, then you talking to the bro. She is going to motherfucking wait for you to slip so that she can check you. Because all dudes slip because they all be lying. And when she get close, or you get close to the end of the conversation, you let her know you about to go. And the bitch ain't caught you in nothing. And she liked what you've been saying. That bitch don't ask you not to go, or if she can go with you. That's what they do. Then of course, bitch, you can't go nowhere with me. I won't ride around with frogs. If people automatically do and have what you like, you wouldn't have any preferences. So you have to show this broad that you prefer, and you start letting her know what it is that you prefer. So what I'm saying is, of course, you guys, well, what is it, Blev? What am I supposed to prefer? Yeah, I don't know what the fuck you prefer. If you don't know what the fuck you prefer, you don't need to be in this fucking shit. Because I know what I prefer. And I'm saying, it never ceases to amaze me, but this is off subject. Not off subject, but kind of. Some white bitch wanted to be friends. You know, and she said some kind of cool shit. But I never click yes on that kind of shit. I look at the bitch page. Not all of them, but most of her friends, dudes, was fools who claimed to be pimps. Then they were all on her page, and one of her posts said, "They niggas are best." I cannot tolerate a white bitch that uses the word nigga. I had nothing but white hoes, and not one of them ever said that fucking word, nigga, because they respected me. Well, they may have said it on the track or something, but I never heard about the bitch saying it, because that bitch know I go off being a beat her motherfucking ass. You ain't saying no punk shit around me. But anyway, this broad on this page and the broads that fuck with these niggas, who the fuck do they respect? Who do they have respect for? It's certainly not these motherfuckers on like her page from my pimping, because they niggas are the best. See, when you have a disrespectful bitch, it shows that you are no pimping nigga. Disrespectful bitch equals no pimping nigga. I'm telling you, I had none of the white hoes, not one of them said that shit. Them motherfuckers respected me. I mean, just think about it. I'm not the one to, you know, I ain't cold-hearted. But best believe, I'm ruthless. And I ain't the kind of motherfucker who's going to race to your rescue, unless, of course, you call me. But you can believe if you're my friend and you have in need, I'm going to be there. I ain't got all the money I won't have, but I'm one of the richest motherfucking men in the world. I have not traveled the world, but you can bet I'm one of the worldliest men you will ever fucking encounter. Why? Because I don't have to be handsome to be able to have a conversation with another worldly person. I don't have to have a pocket full of money to be able to eat extravagantly and treat myself well. And what I'm saying is I don't have to be, I know I ain't the most handsomest guy in the motherfucking world, but you couldn't tell any bitch that I fuck with some shit like that. So, I'm just talking about, I am the product of the confidence that builds in you when you handle your business in adversarial places, accommodating places, you know, shit-talking bitches. I'm just saying, when you handle yourself in those places and you come out sane and not on dope, you just feel you a motherfucker because of the life you live through. You know, my eyes have always been that my thoughts and abilities accomplished. And looking at that, no motherfucking man or woman can take that from me because my accomplishment or my accomplishment, and I fucking made them, and they're already done. They're in the past. You can talk about them, but you can't do nothing about them because they're done. And I know this. So I earned what I have. I own it and I accept it. Well, I don't know where I read this at, but it said it takes iron to sharpen iron. So it would stand to reason that it would take men to sharpen men. That's why when I kick it with you, or when, you know, we kick it, we be honing our own image to ourselves. At least that's what I hope you're doing. I hope you're just straightening up the painting that's representing you and your life. Because, you know, we should be trying to make us look better to ourselves. We don't really have to trip on people, but people too. Because when you look in the mirror, you know, you're finna go out, you look in the mirror, before you go out, you don't see that fucking bitch first. You see you first. So if you don't look better to you, why should you look better to someone else? This is why I keep telling you, everything is about being selfish and conceited. You do this for yourself because you're conceited, but it's also so people can see who you are. You get it together at home first. Then you go outside. And I'm sure you can tell I love my fucking life. I just do. And I still get horny and all that fucking shit. Matter of fact, you ain't gonna believe this, but I was out the other night, and you'll say what night, but I was out the other night, and my dick was steering the car. And for the life of me, I couldn't, you know, get one bitch to give me action. And I've experienced some good things with sidewalk in the first day in the past few days. And I told you, when shit makes me happy, my dick get hard. I'm strolling around getting absolutely no action when I realized something. I was about to experience rejection. Well, fuck! You know, I'm thinking. Excuse me. I'm telling you some real shit. Naturally, I'm peacocking.
But I pride myself in being able to, you know, just go out and shit comes to me. Bitches. Then I realized something else. I wasn't going out as I normally do. Normally, my mental state dictates what I do. I'm an abnormal dude in some ways, and my dick has a mind of its own. I go out with no agenda. But the other night, I went out and immediately my dick started driving. And that motherfucker can't see. So what I love about my life is how even now, new shit comes to me or old shit comes that needs to be renewed. And I got to deal with it with my understanding of me. You know, even I think with the wrong head sometimes. That's dope. So check it. I simply acknowledge to myself what I just said to you. Even I think with the wrong head, because I'm sure you heard me say you got two heads, one on your shoulder and one on your legs. Which one you want to do the thinking for you? And once I, you know, just accepted that shit again, I was all right. Because we always speak, or I always speak on our younger brothers maturing and becoming alpha men. But no matter what we do, the struggle fucking continues. So I feel for the uncomfortable brothers who equate their value to the type of woman they have. I don't do that. I got a 6-foot motherfucking thin. Whew, man, I got one for the books. But as you know, as much as you try to, you still don't understand that you're looking good as a couple is strictly based on how you represent your family being being a gentleman. How you represent your relationship by pulling her chair out or letting her rest in her coat or whatever the fuck at the restaurant. Your true value is based on how true you stay to your beliefs about your life. And I'm saying your value is strictly about realizing where you rate yourself. You have to rate yourself. It has nothing to do with how close to a 10 your woman is. When you have true value of self, you will always know that the woman next to you is bomb because there's nothing she won't do for you. That's all that, you know, really matters. Man, a woman could be a 10, and you're on your honeymoon, and she say, I gotta go get some cigarettes or whatever. And she go and have a wreck and get her face all fucked up and shit. What you gonna do? Just saying, man. That's the only way you can judge a woman. A pretty bitch don't really stand a chance with me. Because I know when I'm fucking this bitch, she gonna be trying to find a mirror so she can see if her hair look okay. I know pretty is and pretty does. And I had a woman who the big old bitch with a 26 dress and that fucking old got paid. She paid like she weighed. A fine ass motherfucking woman can be a zero. Because when it comes to being in, you know, my corner, and I got this 310-pound bitch, ain't even really that fine. But she wore her fucking weight in gold. And said, I don't care if she's the one to come look after me. It's all about what your priorities are. When you in the real game, it's all about your priorities. Why would I do this shit but I don't receive a monetary reward for it. Why am I be out here risking death if I'm not building a reputation? There's something in life that's worth more than money. And I'm sure you want me to tell you what that fucking shit is, too. I don't need this for my livelihood. The only thing worth more than money is you. Self. But since you have been given the answer, do you think you could get to the final points of the game that the three amigos stole from me? I think not. I'm going to continue my quest, and those of you who want to grow, those of you who want to truly grow, stick with me, and even through this shit, even though I'm, you know, probably blowing it out of proportion, unless you think it's nothing to take something sacred to you and fuck it up. I'm just going to find a way to communicate with the real. I know I'm going to continually get motherfuckers getting on my videos and shit, talking about game. And if you listen to my videos, you will hear why I do it. When the men who listen to the goddamn Three Amigos with questions speak, that's the only really time, except for today and yesterday, that I speak about shit. But yesterday somebody did bring it up. Today they didn't. Motherfuckers can't get the question out. Even if their lives depended on it, they couldn't get the question out. No woman will tell you what she thinks of your motherfucking ass when you stare. But, you know, I was thinking, man, look, you take too long to get your shit out, man. Fuck you. But what I'm saying is this. I provide you an outlet to get stuttering, stammering, all that bullshit out of your conversation. And you have to understand it's a process. And you can take this process in 3 months. I want you to be able to say what the fuck you got on your mind with a smooth flow, which is what catches a woman. No matter what you have heard from the water balance, the smooth operator is not necessarily the slickest conversationist. The smooth operator is the one who steals this conversation in a fluent manner, with the woman right at the left turn that he's, you know, making when he makes it. Smooth operating is having a woman willing to go for the ride, and she don't even realize she agreed to go until you got her walking towards your car out in the park. But otherwise, she didn't accept your conversation and have gotten in the car to ride wherever the fuck you been to take her, and didn't even realize until we got to the car. See, a gentleman always has at that point, do you know what you're doing? I'm about to open the door for her. I know she don't, but her libido has been awakened. Because that's what I do. I turn over for the bitch's toes. There you go in the parking lot. Because I'm smooth. And she can't control herself any longer. This is why it's essential to have and use an arsenal. When this happens, since I know I'm not after no goddamn pussy, I continue my smoothing, and I capture her mind. And I know her mind is wide open now. Because she now realizes what I got her to do. She in the car, she's like, dang, I don't So where am I going to take it? It's going to take 30 minutes, maybe. And if it's far away, whatever. But my point is, when you shower and you fucking know where the conversation should go. Like me, the conversation ain't got to go there. This could be whatever. But when you know what you saying should get this type of response, the moment I see it ain't, you know, getting that, is that's when I say goodnight, baby, you know. And why have I dismissed myself? As you should. Because you got to know when the conversation ain't going right. Like, you don't just leave as soon as you see that. You try to correct the steering. But she, right there, man, if you can't, you wasting your time. Now, let's see. If this shit I spit about catching women did not work for me, would you know me or have even heard of me? This is why I'm dope. I challenge any one of you motherfuckers to find another person who can lace you like I do. From personal experience. Now, I will refer to a couple of gents who, like me, live this glorious life and most probably have their own version of what I speak. But, and this is the but, you should deal with, and I'm speaking of you PUAs, motherfuckers, and all these other dudes. Can you verify any of the things any of those dudes claim? Well, son, I guess. You're only sold on how sweet it sounds from them. They draw a good picture. And I bet I can tell you how to play and do your best in football, but you can never achieve success in that arena. Because all the info you got from me, the theory. Because I never played the sport. Everything I'm telling you about football, even though it got you really, you know, doing pretty good in there, it's not going to take you all the way because it's not really football. Pick up artists and shit, read my shit, and try to make it sound as if they lived it. And guess what? A lot of you motherfuckers believe it because of how clearly I write. So they can interpret a lot of shit. But all you got to do is get deep with them and just don't go for the surface answer or the surface comment they're making. Who here on earth determined the end? So, if that's the case, you do. You determine the beginning and the end for your life's work. It's only over when you stop trying. As long as you're trying, you got an opportunity. And shit don't begin until you start. 701, what's up?
Rosebud, I want to ask you this question, man. You know, like, if you're chilling with a woman, right? Let's say you're drinking, whatever, man. Like, women, they don't like when you look them in the eye, like back to back, like stare them in the eye, back to back. You get what I'm saying? They don't like that shit.
When you look in their eyes, you saying they don't want you to do that?
Like, they don't like that. Like you look them in the eyes, you know, you look there, and then you stare at them back in the eyes, like back to back. They don't like that.
Bro, when you got a woman like that, you need to get away from her.
I'm talking about like when you're talking to her. Let's say you're talking to her.
I know what you're talking about. You saying you're talking to her and get to looking in her eyes and she don't like it, right?
Now, I'm asking you, women, they don't like that?
They do like that.
Okay.
If you can lock eyes with her and talk, you know, smoothly, you damn near finna get a kiss. They're very engaged. That's part of engaging. That's why I said if she can't look her in the eyes, then you need to get away from her because she don't want to engage with you. But if you can look in the eye, think of this. If you're looking at her in her eyes and you're talking, and right now you just realize, man, baby's staring right at me. You need to move your hand and touch her somewhere. If you're standing up, you might want to touch her in the back of her arm, you know, like you're trying to pull her close to you, but you don't. You just touch her. And then when you see that you can do that, you step closer because you got her engaged.
That's what's up. So when I'm talking to her, like, look her in the eye as long as I can, right? But not that long, though, right?
Right.
Okay. But I got another question, man.
The thing is, listen.
Uh-huh.
9 out of 10 times when you look them in the eye, she going to let you know the time that it's over because she's going to look away. But that's going to be because she's bashful. You go on and talk, blah, blah, blah. But then kind of soon after that first time, you lock eyes with her again. This time she liable to keep locked. And that's when you make the move. Because, you know, she ain't really bashful no more. You didn't kept talking to her. You didn't got her over that shyness. And she's not scared to face you as a woman. Because that's what it'd be when you stand at her, you manning up, looking at her being real. But then she can't take it sometimes because she ain't woman enough. But that don't mean she ain't woman enough. She just ain't used to showing her femininity in a woman type way. And you bringing that shit out. That's how that goes.
I appreciate it. You just blessed me with some game, man. You just dropped me some good crumbs. I got another question. This is for you, bud.
What?
I want to know your perspective on this one. This is for you, man. I've been trying to ask you this question for a long time, man. But at the same time, I know how you are. So if she gonna fuck with it, just fuck with it. If not, fuck it. Like, I believe one time you say like, okay. I'm gonna ask you this anyway. If you didn't have to do this radio show, right? Because you've been doing this shit for a long time. If you didn't have to do this radio show, do you believe that you would be bored as fuck?
Do I believe I would be bored as fuck?
Yes.
If I didn't do this show?
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah.
I thought you was going to shoot me with your double barrel Uzi, man. You know I know you, man.
Hey, man. No matter what you think, this show
yes, sir.
Is a lifeline for me because it keeps me thinking of what to talk about. It keeps me thinking of how not to lose my perspective, you know, and it just keeps me being me.
I say, you know, I hate to cut you off, man. A lot of people, they call you, they say that thank you for this shit is real, man. I got another question too, bro.
Hey, you are 3 question D, ain't you?
Hey, I don't even like you African motherfucker. Hey, it's been a while. Listen, hey, bud, I want to ask you this question, man. You see, I know you, man. Like, when I ask you a question, I'm like, I hope you don't shoot me with double barrel Uzi, man, because I know G, man.
Come on, man, and quit being.
Hey, I want to ask you this question. Like, the show, right? You know, the show, like, remember your show period, you've been doing this shit for a long time, and you've been dealing with a lot of callers for a long time. Even, like, with the shit you're doing right now, you're dealing with different people for a long time. Okay, do you sometimes feel like these people, like, their family in some way, you figure what I'm saying? Because you're not a lonely motherfucker, man, because you got motherfuckers that call you. Do you sometimes feel like the family?
Do I think of
did you do a question?
you asking, do I think of the people I fuck with as family?
Yeah, do you feel like, in some way, do you feel like, you know, the family in some ways?
Hey, you are. Not only have you been calling in, I know your name, I can recognize your voice, and I already know you got 3 questions. Period. So that don't make me know you because I met you. But as far as how we get, I know you. We family.
Hey, bro, because
you're not the only one. I'm just saying.
I already know that. I already know that.
Like you. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. I want to say this last thing. I'm going to let you go, man. You know, I've been listening to your shit at work, right? Your shit on Down Dirty. To me, this shit is fun as fuck. I hope you can remember, man. I don't know. Remember, you said, I'm going to say very slowly. Remember, you had this one bra, right? You was pimping on her. And you took her to, I think she was from Atkinson's, right? And then you took her there. They was having, I think it was either Thanksgiving or Christmas. And you was about to have a dinner on the table. You was about to have lunch. And her pops was like, I wish I would sit there and eat with a nigga. Remember that?
Not really, man. Because, you know, half of the shit, I couldn't tell what the fuck you was saying.
Nah, you took this one white bra. You took it to a family. I think it was, you know, the States, Arkansas?
What? The where?
Arkansas.
See, that's where I lost you. I don't know what you're saying right there.
High school OG, man. Man, you know, I got an accent, man. Sometimes it's hard.
I ain't tripping, but I'm finna go, man. I got a lot more to talk about.
All right, thanks a lot, man. I'll come back some more to tell. Much love for the problems, man. You be easy, OG. I love you, man.
I love you too, man. For sure. Hey, so, like I say, nothing's over till you stop trying. And nothing will start until you begin. So what I'm saying is wanting is going to have you sitting in your chair wanting whatever it is you want until you say to yourself, I'm going to get whatever it is I want. You'll never get it. Think of how many people want something. Every motherfucker is on earth wants something. But the only motherfuckers that get what they want is the motherfuckers that get off their ass and go get it. I'm just saying, if you took control of your goddamn day-to-day life, you just might realize you are the driver of the vehicle you riding in. You ain't got to go somewhere you don't want to go, and you ain't got to be somebody you don't want to be. 513, what's up, bro?
What's up, Mr. Boy? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. What about you?
I caught this again. I caught the last end, though. You just said something about, goddamn it, the smooth conversation as far as having a damn near ready to go home with you. I ain't never really got it to that point, but I done been sitting at the bar with the bitch, and I start spilling on her, and she be damn near ready to walk off like, damn, I just met you, boy. I can't go nowhere with you. Huh?
Well, what you doing?
Just relating to what you were saying. That's all. I just felt that.
No,
funny.
But what
you
do
I mean?
You do in that case?
As far as what? To her?
I wasn't pressing it
like to get her to go home with me. I just was shooting my shot, and the shit be damn near working.
Hey, wait. Can you fucking lift it?
Go ahead.
Dude, this is what's wrong with you. Listen, if you're still talking, this is what's wrong with you guys, man. You open your mouth and your ears close. You don't hear nothing a motherfucker say when you start talking.
Because you don't let me finish.
There you go, man. Can you fucking be quiet? Who gonna let you finish?
That's
you
what I'm saying. Go ahead. Okay, I'll bet.
You ain't stopping. You just running your mouth.
I'm listening, man. Oh, antenna's
up. How are you listening and you talking? Man, look, I'm gone, man. I don't want to go through this bullshit.
God damn, I can't say a word.
Yeah, man, you can say whatever the fuck you want to say, but don't I get to talk too, motherfucker? It's my show. Fucking asshole nigga talking that goddamn shit, man. You guys don't understand. When you start talking, does not mean you're supposed to stop listening. Because as you're speaking to whoever you're speaking to, they may say something that's very important. And you didn't hear it. because your motherfucking ass is running your mouth. Then the motherfucker might say it again. And you didn't hear it. Because you run in your goddamn mouth. There's one thing about my black ass. I will cut you off if that's the case. But I hear every fucking thing you saying. Even when we both talking at the same time. That's because I am used to what I'm doing. You motherfuckers aren't. If you was used to talking and listening at the same time, you would understand why I say bitches tell you what the fuck to say to them. But no, that's like a mystery. It's a mystery because you can't hear shit because you run in your goddamn mouth. That's why I tell motherfuckers, wait, stop. I be telling them to stop because I want to talk about the point they made. But the fucking talking ass motherfuckers gonna keep talking. Man, fuck that. That's what's wrong with you motherfuckers, man. Shit. What I'm saying is this, man, and you need to understand this. If you come to a corner and you're driving, if you don't turn, what's gonna happen? You know what's gonna happen. You're headed for a wreck. Exactly what the fuck I'm talking about when motherfuckers start using words. It's the same in life. If you don't pay attention to the fucking hazards in your fucking life, you go wreck into them. And you might not survive. This dude said something that I wanted to hear it. Motherfucker wouldn't even be quiet so I could ask him the question. 434. What's up, man?
Hey, bro, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me, bud?
Yes, I got
Hello?
You.
Hello. Hey, man.
I
listen,
said,
man.
Yeah, I can hear you, man.
Hey, look, I'm good. Okay, I'm talking. Is it okay? I mean, I want to come on in and tell you, I just want to say, man, I appreciate you up here holding it down for brothers and life lessons, teaching life lessons and rites of passage and all that, man. And the topic when I came on was about listening, using listening skills. And man, you know what? Your kind of platform is much needed, man. I just want to give you some. That's want to give you some words of encouragement. Me and you are the same
brother.
Age. We talked before, man.
You don't sound like no young man, so you know I know you really saying some real shit.
Yeah, well, that's because you. That's what I'm saying. I really appreciate it, man. You know, continue doing your thing, and whoever gonna supposed to get it, they gonna get it. Whoever ain't, you know, they get it maybe one day. But just keep
All
doing
right,
your
man.
Thing, and man, be good. I'll talk to you later. I'll be patronizing
you
later.
You,
no problem.
Hey, see, let me tell you, man. To me, that's payment. Not payment, but that's the value. Is what I'm doing. Some motherfucker gonna get it. And if it's one or two or three or 10 or 100, that's that many more out there that get it versus how many out there that don't get it. I got a long road ahead of me. So my thing is this. Life is no fucking joke. And especially when there are people who are supposedly your friends wanting to gank you. So if you are among the wise, you need to start paying more attention to what's going on in your life. 919, I just saw you. What's up? More attention.
What's good, bud?
Nothing. What's happening with you?
Hey, but you know, man, so dealing with your last call, you talking about listening, right?
Yeah.
So I got this friend, and he do the same. He kind of talk all the time. And he told me, right, he's scared of silence.
Yeah.
And you saying you listening to them talk. I think they keep talking because they scared you listen.
Listen, man, they are doing whatever they're doing, but it's not because they're scared of what I'm doing. It's because they're scared to think.
Ooh,
because when you shut your mouth, you got to listen to what you're saying. Well, when you shut your mouth, you got to listen to what I'm saying. And that's going to make you have to think about what I'm saying and have to make a response accordingly. People that run their mouth don't want to engage like that. That's why I hate to hear them talking, because they're all full of shit. Because they'll make 10 points, but they don't want to discuss now one of them. Man, if you make a point with me, I'm stopping you. And we fucking talking about that point. And then if you got something else to say, make another point. I'm stopping you, and we talking about that. How the fuck can I let you make 10 points, and then I start asking you about them? I beat and forgot all them motherfuckers, man.
Okay, when you're saying like they don't have the examples.
No, it's not they don't have the examples. They are afraid to have to think of whatever they would have to think of, even if it was an example. Mm. They don't want to use their mind. They want to. You say they're scared to listen, but no, I don't think that. I think them motherfuckers are listening to themselves so that they don't hear shit. And that's why they keep talking. Because when I run my mouth, and I'm talking shit, I can hear a motherfucker asking me to be quiet for a second, or can they talk? And when I get ready, I say, yeah, man. But my point is, that dude that was talking to me, I kept saying, man, can you let me ask you something? I said that about 5 times, and he just kept talking. Because he never heard me. And he never cared that he didn't hear me. So what's the use talking to someone like that? That's just a waste. That's just a waste, man. So I don't, you know, I ain't into that, but that was some good shit you seen, bro. Anything else?
Hey, nah, man. Just want to say appreciate you, bro.
Hey, I appreciate you too, man. Thank you. So, Becca, your life provides a safety route to the end. If you pay attention to what the fuck happens in your life, you'll make it to the end. But if you don't pay attention and you just be driving, you liable to have your life end before it should. You ain't gonna never know where in or there is construction being done on the road in your life. You might be driving really fast and don't know it's construction around the corner because for whatever reason the sign ain't there. But do that mean you're supposed to not be prepared? Because when you're driving like that, you got to know something could be around the corner, so let me take precaution. But my point is you just don't know what's there. And that road could be blocked for repairs, and you have to take an alternate route. What is short-sightedness? The motherfucker that pulls up to that point and sits there and wonder how to get around it. When you're short-sighted, it's like you need to see around this big old tree in order for you to realize you're in a forest. And those of you who can only see getting money from a woman, or can only see getting pussy from a woman as game, you're not really looking very far ahead. There's so many fucking avenues you can take today that were not available to us yesterday. And these avenues could propel you to higher heights in life. I don't see why you motherfuckers wouldn't wake up and want to stop being confused. This game that we live is really a training course for the rest of your fucking life. If you make it out. I mean, there are those, not many, like Phil No Slim, who is one of the only senior pimps I know
that stay in the mix as much as a youthful motherfucking pimp. His vision of game has led him to see a lot of it, without having a paying home. See, young pimps love him, and they afford him the life he has always lived, and most likely will die living. He had vision. Come on, feel money. I have vision. Kay got vision. White folks got vision. And none of our visions are the same. But what is the same is our belief in the game and our dedication to the fucking true game. And that the game will reward you. All of us and all of our partners have a vision of life that we nurtured through the trials and tribulations we endured in the game. And then you have motherfuckers that want to, you know, reduce it to nothing so that anyone can do it. It offends me, man. 256, what's up?
Hey, what's happening, bud? Hey, quick question, man. Because I'm a regular square, you know, playing the field or whatever. And I was asking you, have you ever had a woman you dating and she trips on you about you talking to other chicks?
They all do.
Yeah, because I had a chick I was talking to about 3 months. And
Stop. See, this is what I'm talking about. He's going to go on and tell me some bullshit. But the fact is, it ain't about the bitch tripping. It's that you trip. So instead of us talking about you tripping, that the bitch trip, you want to go and take me off on some goddamn story. I don't want to hear no fucking story. Won't you get real?
Yeah, I'm...
Are you there?
I ain't tripping. I'm just, dude, like, you know, I'm being real with her, but she couldn't handle it. So I'm just like, all right, I'm moving on.
Wait, you being real with her in what way? Saying you fucking with some other bitches?
Say it again?
Are you telling her you fucking with some other bitches or something?
Yeah.
You say you're being real. Wait. You say you're being real with her, and I'm trying to say, what does that mean?
Like, she'll ask me if I'm talking to other chicks, and I tell her I am.
All right, stop right there. So, what I'm saying is, you tell her you are, and you can see, visibly, or she verbally say something that lets you know she ain't with that. What the fuck do you say?
Well, I just tell her, like, I'm not ready to commit to one woman right now.
Why do you tell her some shit like that? Why don't you just tell her, man, I'm a young man. I'm going to have me bitches.
Yeah, that's a way to put it, too.
No, that's not a way to put it. I'm saying, why don't you tell her something like that?
I have told her something like that. I'm a
bro,
young man.
Bro, I didn't ask you what you thought of. I asked you, why haven't you told her something like that?
No, I did. It was the fact that I'm a young man in my prime, you know, playing the field.
All right, man. You don't understand. Because what I'm saying is that words, those words, playing the field, you ain't going to have no bitch saying some shit like that. Who in the fuck want to fuck with somebody playing the field? Who? What bitch do you know would want to fuck with somebody playing the field? Why you
yeah,
taking
I'm
someone
just like that? I was just telling her I'm keeping my options open, basically.
Bro, I didn't ask you what were you telling her. I asked you, what bra do you know want to fuck with a motherfucker that say he playing the field?
Oh, nah, they wouldn't. Not put like that, nah.
So what I'm asking you, motherfucker, that you don't even listen. I didn't have to ask you the same thing 5 times before you hear it. Why do you say some shit like playing the field? Why can't you say, I'm a young man, you know, I got so much shit to do, so I don't know who I'm going to like or who likes me.
That is saying you play in the field, but you saying some real shit. Man, I'm not going to hurry up and make no choice, you know, blah, blah, blah. You ain't got to say play in the field. All I'm saying, if you look at what you think and what you thinking about or reacting to, you'll understand not the bitch, but what to say to her. You ain't looking into you. You're just thinking about the broad. Who gives a fuck about her? Man, I'm so fucked up, man. I don't care what you think, baby. I'm fucking so fucked up. I just care about what I think. And if you don't like it, I don't care about that. I only care if you like it. Well, why should I care if you don't like it? Get your motherfucking ass away from me if you don't like what I'm telling you I'm going to be doing, because I ain't changing. They don't even do nothing. Damn, you. They might get up and leave, or they don't say, damn, you a motherfucker. Shit. This can't tell you shit. Nah, fuck no. This can't tell me shit. That was, see, I'm going to have that one. But the bitches get up and leave, I'm glad. She go get up and leave and go sit at the bar. I tell the motherfucking bartender to give her a drink, man. And I'm buying her a drink for her and the fuck up and get out of my way. Because most bitches sit there and try to waste my fucking time. That's where I'm coming from, man. Period. And if you don't think like that, you'll be wondering all this bullshit you wondering. When whatever you wondering ain't got shit to do with what's really going on. You wondering whatever you wondering and don't really know what the bitch thinking because you didn't say nothing to her. You could be wondering all this scary ass shit you wondering and then still talk to the bitch and try to find out. You know, well, shit, what the fuck are you acting like that for? You know, I don't really know you. You know, what I supposed to act like because I met you, I'm like sprung? How come you didn't develop a conversation from that?
Yeah, I did, but it wasn't that smooth. I ain't going to lie to you.
Hey,
but...
bro. Did you develop a conversation or were you in denial as far as telling her that ain't where you coming from?
I told her a few times, but she kept bringing it back up.
Okay, let me ask you this. How many times do you think a car would have to run you over before you realize that shit hurt?
The first time.
So what I'm saying is the first time the bitch said the shit was the only time she could freely say it. But the second time, if you sit there and talk, you want to get ran over again. So the first time, you ain't going to just leave a bitch, you know, whatever. You're going to try to straighten it out. But if there's a second time, you got to get the fuck up and go. Because you're finna get ran over again for a third time. Who in the fuck want to do that?
Man, that's real shit. I was, man. Okay.
You see what I'm saying, bro?
That man is, you won't believe this, but I was thinking this, but I didn't really act on it. I ain't going to lie to you.
Hey, why you didn't act? Because you were scared. Why you were scared? Because you don't know shit about yourself. I'm trying to tell you, motherfuckers, SW is where you need to be. All this stupid-ass shit you saying, all this shit you scared of, we face it. I create it, and then we have assignments to face that shit. And when you graduate, your ass is ready for all that bullshit right now. You ain't got to go home and think about shit. You ain't going to take a second to have an answer. Because if you take a second, you took too fucking long. I remember when I was in the streets, I seen this fucking broad, and she smiled at me. Hey, 313, I see you. I'm going to get you in a minute. And she smiled at me and shit, but she was across the street. We was on Sunset. And I said, damn, me and like 3-4 other motherfuckers was walking. We was going to the light. We was going to cross the street to the side where this bitch at. So I'm thinking, man, I'm going to motherfucking get in the crosswalk. So when I run into baby, I'm going to say something. I got action. But before we got to the light, to get to the crossroad, one of my partners jaywalked across the street, ran over the stairs, come to the bitch, and the bitch was loose like a motherfucker, and the nigga came up. What did that tell me? Nigga, if you take long, study long, you study wrong, goddammit. When I seen that action, I should have been willing to get a ticket, because that's all the fuck it would have been. That's life, man. 313, what's up? Hold on, 256.
Hey, what's good with you, bud?
Nothing, what's happening with you?
Just telling me, I wanted to kick you with you about like women that be playing pussy games. I had a little situation where a little bitch came through late night.
Do you know what pussy games are?
I don't really know your definition, but what I was kind of saying with pussy games for me was like when they kind of teasing you with the pussy, but they ain't really trying to give it to you.
Pussy games is that, but pussy games, the way I'm saying it, is when you know she wants or gonna let you fuck her, but there's something that needs to be done, blah, 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 you know, some little something you gotta do that you wasn't really, you know, wanting to do or whatever. I'm saying this is pussy games. But, yes, I understand pussy games. What's your question?
Oh, yeah, I had a little chick I was fucking with. She wanted to come through late night and spend the night or whatever. So, you know, she hopped in the bed with these little short-ass shirts. Like, we were just kind of chilling. I wasn't really tripping off the ass, but, like, you know, she had her ass all on me, so I shot a move. You know, she was doing, like, the little kissing, sucking on the titty thing, but she wasn't really trying to have sex.
Hey, stop.
So
stop.
I'm like,
stop. You
okay.
Know when you fucked up?
No.
You know, when you let her get in your fucking bed without telling her, damn, you know, maybe you didn't have to tell her. She get in your bed and you make a move. And the bitch act however, well, look, you got to go sleep on the couch. Look, I ain't mad at you. You ain't got to get up and go home or none of that. But if you're going to get in my bed with a short-ass motherfucking T-shirt on and think I ain't going to want to hit that pussy, you don't want to be in my bed because that ain't me. And not only that, make her get out. Even if she want to give you some pussy now. Make her get the fuck out. No, go sleep your ass on the couch because I don't play pussy games. Now, do you have anything to say now?
No, I mean, that makes total sense, you know what I'm saying, just to add to the little situation. Like, you know, probably like a few days later, you know, because like I said, I wasn't tripping off of it, but like a few days later, I'm at work. Now she's sending me videos of her playing with herself and all that stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that was...
Hey, wait, stop. What did you do when she sent that shit to you?
I just went on about my day, really. And then
sent her a text and told her, have your ass at my house at whatever time because I want some of that goddamn pussy.
that makes sense. That makes sense, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, you laughing, but if you'd have did that, you'd already fucked her.
I mean, I'm sure you're probably right, but I ain't probably right.
I'm right.
Okay. Yeah.
At so that what time, I'm saying I was just kinda... listen, how long ago was this?
This is probably about a month ago.
And you ain't really had no interactions with her since then?
No, not really.
Well, text her right now. Well, not right now while you're on the phone, but text her. No, don't text her. Call her. And when she answers the phone, say, damn, you know, I thought I'd be done heard from you by now. And the bitch gonna say whatever the fuck she say. And you just tell her, do you feel like coming over here and playing with that shit, you know, in real life, or do you just like sending the movie?
All
right. Man, tell me this. Be a real motherfucker. You going to do that shit?
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to call you back.
Wait. I ain't asking you, are you going to do something like that? I'm asking you, are you going to tell that motherfucker what I just said? Hey, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Thought I'd even heard from you. And she say whatever. And then you ask her. The second thing you say, you ready to come over here and play with that thing in real life, or do you just like spinning moves? Period. Why don't you do that, since you said you're going to do it, and call back, because I'm going to be on here a few more minutes. I would have you do it on air, but I got that from Steve and Dean, and I don't want to steal none of his shit. So, you know, do it. If you're going to do it right now, off air, text or call or whatever I said, and then call back in and tell the nigga what the bitch said. How about that?
All right, bet.
Bet. All right, you guys. 256, I'm back to you now, man. Where was we at?
All right, what's up, man? You just told me to hold on, but shoot.
What was the last thing I told you?
You were just telling me I should have acted on that the first time she was, you know, she was bullshitting.
Listen, man, listen. What I'm saying is, when I say game is happening right now, game don't happen or is not valid when you have to think about it overnight or an hour or whatever. So what I'm saying is, if you would have told her right then, you know, where you was coming from about, what you say she was playing, pussy games?
No, she was tripping on me talking to other chicks.
I'm just, having other women. Yeah, she's jealous about you talking to other women. What I'm saying is, if you would have called her on it right then, you wouldn't have had no problems. It's one thing to say, I don't want to just commit right now. But it's another thing to say, well, damn, baby, you don't want to fuck with me because I ain't just fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? Unless you the one. Unless you the one, and that comes from some time me fucking with you, I am not making no kind of goddamn commitment because I want to fuck you, or I fucked you. And she gonna have to accept. She gonna have to accept it. If she do, then you gonna get to fuck with whoever you want to. But at the same time, you got a bitch that's sharp enough to understand she can't tell you what the fuck to do. So now you got to really start thinking about this bitch you just told that to. I'm saying you got to think, critically think shit, man. You can't just think the first thought, which is what a lot of you guys do. You think whatever the fuck you think, and then that's all you think. Come on, man. Whatever you thinking means something else, it'll jump off. And you got to think all that before you even do whatever you thinking. Because when you thinking, and it starts, happening, you've already thought about shit. So the shit doesn't have to happen exactly the way you thought about it. But because you thought about it, you're going to be ready for it, man. That's just how it goes. And if you're scared, so scared you can't take a chance on believing you can handle it, you ain't going to never get to learn this because you're going to run from it. A nigga like me, I'm a C. Man, that's some scary shit, man. You saying I'm supposed to really not give a fuck, woo, woo, woo. Yeah, nigga, fuck that bitch, man. You know, go up there and say what the fuck you want to say and however the fuck, blah, blah, blah. Shit. Nigga, do you want to be a real nigga or what? When they ask you that, me, yeah, I want to be a real nigga. Well, go do it. I'm going to do it. Damn it right then. Fuck that. When I was with Delano and he was trying to check me about being able, because I was green, and he was telling me if him got to be, he could get out at any moment, he called it drop over there. And we riding down the street, and he said, get at that bitch. I didn't even see no bitch. But he pointed to this bra, and he pulled over to her. And as he was pulling over to her, I said, man, I don't want to be tough. He said, what, nigga, you scared? I said, man, and he pulled up on the bitch. I raised the window down, got at the bitch, said whatever the fuck I said. And the bitch called later that night, and I ended up catching that bitch. But what I'm saying is, you got to understand women. You know, women, they think what they think the way they think it, and when things actually happen along those lines, they know what to do. But when they don't happen along those lines, some dude's so much sharper than she is, way ahead of what she's saying, ready for what she's saying, and when she said a nigga pops some shit on her, her pussy get wet. That's just all there is to it. She creams on you. She just does. You ain't even said shit sexual. She is begins thinking sexual by the way you're handling shit. And then her voice change softens up. And you can hear this shit. But you niggas can't hear it because y'all don't be listening. When that voice softens up, that's when you can move. But no. You just want to keep, not you, but whoever, want to keep talking whatever the fuck they talking. You don't give a fuck about what this bitch is saying. The bitch ain't going to open her legs and say, come fuck me. That's what you motherfuckers want. No. You got to talk up on that shit. And you got to know the little things that you saying is making this happen in her. And you can see it by the way she's reacting to what you saying. And as you continue that, you got to do the eyes. You got to do the facial expressions. You got to do all that shit to go with what you saying. And you can't do none of that until you engage the bitch to where she's like sprung and she's like looking at everything you do. Because that's what happens in a conversation. At one point, she said, damn, I like this motherfucker. And you know how women do when they like you, they can't take their eyes off you. So that's when you can stop, you know, really paying attention to her as far as looking at her and, you know, looking at her facial expressions and emotions and shit. And just start kicking it. Because now you're just going to have, baby. At least that's how it worked for me. And the reason it worked for me like that is because that's how I think. And that's how I set it up. So, hey, my partner, don't do none of the shit I'm talking about. I mean, he do it in his own way, but he don't do it like I'm saying. Shit. But that nigga catch a lot of bitches. So do I. But, you know, who cares a fuck about catching a bitch, man? That's not what it's about. It's about, is this motherfucker a match? If she's a match, then you ain't got to worry about talking to no more motherfucking bitches. You just, you know, worry about making this motherfucker happy and glad she ran into you, which is what I do every day. Baby sprung, straight sprung, period. Now, you look at me and Tay, you look at us now, both of us got bitches that sprung. Tay, you ain't gonna believe this, man. Listen, I'm sure you done heard this shit before, but real men don't let no woman come between their friendship. You ever heard that before?
Yeah.
Listen to this. Me and this nigga in Hollywood pimping like a motherfucker. Some bitch, this is like in 83. Something like that. Anyway, this bitch come to Hollywood looking for my ass, but I wasn't on the scene for whatever reason. And she didn't ask this nigga, that nigga, you know Rosebud? And, you know, yeah, I know him. Can you have no money? Nah, they ain't got no game, so they didn't really fuck with her after they said no. She ran into Tay. You know Rosebud? Yeah. Oh, you got a number? Girl, me and Rosebud partners like a motherfucker. And shit, I could get him on the girl, and he get her in the car. Now, once he get her in the car, fuck Rosebud. Now, that's what any pimp nigga gonna do. Because as long as she outside talking about Bud, you got to give Bud his props. But now, when she get in your car, fuck Bud. That's what Tay said. He said he didn't say that, but that's what he said. But any motherfucking way, he ended up catching the bitch. And he told the bitch, he's like, because she still wants to talk to me. So he called me. And he said, yeah, nigga, I came up. Now, I've been fucking with this nigga a few years now, and every time he called me and say he came up, that means he knocked the bitch, and, you know, I'm going to say keep him, and they, you know, woo-woo. But this time, he said the bitch wanted to talk to you. It stuck, gave the bitch the phone. So the bitch get on the phone, and this my nigga. So I said, you with the right motherfucker. That's the nigga you want to pay, woo-woo-woo. He didn't never tell me that the bitch wanted to fuck with me. But what I'm saying is this. 30, 40 years later, because I never let him forget that. I always bring that up at one point. Nigga, you stole, you crossed me out of bitch. We laugh, you know, whatever. Telling you, he lived with that bitch now. What I'm saying, 30 years, maybe a year ago that she got in contact with him. But this same bitch that I'm talking about got in contact with him X amount of years later, sent that nigga a few $1,000 and told him that she had made these moves in her life and blah, blah, blah. You know, she really wanted to come share it with him and blah, blah, blah. So I'm saying, well, nigga, you know, because he told me about the shit. He ain't asking me for my clearance. He's just telling me about the shit. I'm saying, you know, he stole that bitch from me, don't you, nigga? We laughing and shit. Because I don't really think it's going to happen. Next thing I know, the bitch here got a gang of motherfucking money. The nigga up here, you know, moves up here living with the bitch, you know, living the life of Riley. And what I'm saying is this. Gang. Gang will take care of you. All you got to do is stay true to it. Me and him never fell out over the bitch, even though we, you know, argued about the bitch. But we wasn't going to let no bitch come between us because the game don't provide that. So now, it would have been better if I would have got the bitch in the end and got the money. But this nigga, he ended up getting the bitch they never even looked for 40 years later. Come on, man.
That's beautiful.
I'm saying, man. The shit will pay you in the end. And it's not about the payment. It's about the reward. You know, that nigga, I'm talking about even, let's say, he wasn't really doing bad before this, but he wasn't doing like he's doing now. What I'm saying is, even if he was tripping, man, you know, God, damn, this is getting rough, man. I'm getting older. I ain't saying he was thinking of him, even if he was. He never wavered from this game. And like I said, a game will reward you. You be true to it, it'll be true to you. And what happened after clear this nigga, this bitch hit him, and something was going on, and he kind of mentioned that he can't really talk, man. And did X amount of distance, he got to take care of it. Send it to him. Right then. What's that say? Well, nigga, if that's what you need to talk to me, here. That's dope to me, man. And the only reason she could have did that is because when he did have her, he showed her shit she never seen before or after.
Mm.
Because if she seen that shit after him, she would have been with whoever the fuck she seen it with. She never seen that shit after him. The way me and that nigga was pimping was so extravagant that some kind of way she heard of this nigga on Facebook and contacted him to Facebook, and the rest is history. Man, that's some dope to me, man. You know what I'm saying?
With her for life.
So, bro, my thing is stay down, and you got to be real. You cannot be afraid to do what you do. And you cannot be afraid to explain what you do to the extent that they ask the question and you're answering it. Because if they do ask the question and you can't answer it, you may as well have told her, fuck you, bitch. Because if you can't answer the question, the bitch gone. You know what I mean?
Right.
So this
makes sense, yep.
This is the game we got today, fellas. And believe me, I'm in more inclined to not really give a fuck about how people are feeling about the different shit, because this is really important. So I'm going to let you go, man. Did I give you my book?
Yeah, yeah, I got the audio book. I appreciate it.
All right, man.
I got number one. So.
You don't have number one? Oh, he went off. Hey, it's not how much game I have. And no, it has nothing to do with what I'm able to write. And it has nothing to do with how goddamn handsome I am. The best compliment that I can get today and have received is that I've inspired or motivated some of you guys to do some shit. I've always, you know, wanted to be a shining star. You know, for those motherfuckers who you know, we depend on what we learn from the streets. We need that knowledge. Only I can give from the school. Well, you need that fucking knowledge that only you can get from the schools of hard knocks. If some of us are hard-headed and most of us bump our heads 2-3 times, you know, before the shit sink in, some of us adapt to the shit like a fish does the water. I mean, either way, I believe in the dedication. I believe in the honesty. I believe in the positive people I meet, and I believe in the confidence that shit has given me. If I had not gone through all the things, negative and positive, that I have, I wouldn't be me and would not deserve your compliments that I be getting. Since I have this need to shine, I'm going to continue to try to lace you motherfuckers. You short-sighted motherfuckers. I got wisdom that I'm going to drop on you. And I just think I'm blessed to do it. Sidewalk University has some of the coldest alumni of all universities in the world. And I'm proud to be among the likes of Johnny Moe, the Wicked Cricket, Mark Zumoff, Shorty T, Joe Cato, Phil Moslin, Sean K. Parker, Hollywood Hot. I'm saying this, believe me, there are not that many more. I'm sure I've missed some here. You know, I ain't claiming that the motherfuckers I just named are the only giants from Sidewalk University. I'm not talking about my Sidewalk University. I'm talking about the original Sidewalk where we were. They're just the ones that I could think of at this moment. But these are some of the greatest men to ever grace the earth. These men all took each lesson they learned to heart and turned it into a path of their own. And each of us knew we were on the same path to recognition, but we each had our own ways to do it. I don't care what your way is, as long as it's right. And mine is right. We all knew and represented that our way of life is for us. Your way of life is for you. And we all are doing it the way of the game. Sidewalk University has actually a roster of alumni unmatched. Why? Because Sidewalk University is the only university that doesn't need support financially. It's the only university that exists that don't have a football team or athletic department. It's the only university where you can major in life and minor in living. Many of you motherfuckers spoke about bravery and confidence that I had to allow you to travel along with me on my journey through my educational and ups and downs period. And I appreciate each and every compliment you give me. I appreciate the ones I got today. And like I say, I just promise to be a motherfucking beacon of light for those of you who are at this point lost in the darkness from trials and tribulations, not necessarily of your own making. Be the one in your crowd who will not bend
or break to achieve your ultimate goals in life. Be that rock. Be that solid rock of confidence in your beliefs and convictions. And if you ever need shoring up, you know where to find me, goddammit. Hey, this is some good shit. I'm slowly but surely ending my anger. You can see some of its service today, but I'm ending it because I'm ending it. I'm gone.